Hi and welcome to The Practice Gap, the podcast for closing the gap between the practice you have and the one that you want. I'm Elizabeth, a chiropractor, a business owner, coach and entrepreneur on a mission to help you move from frustration and overwhelm to clarity, focus and joy in practice. Welcome back to the studio, Jørund Imislund.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you back. Today we are going to speak more about going the transition from being intern to actually going to work in a place where you are going to start building a practice that you are actually going to, that kind of going to be your practice. I know you have some experience with that, and we did get some great tips from actually what you did as an intern in the last episode. So that was super inspiring. So I'm very eager to hear more about your experience starting to building a practice.
Thank you for allowing me to share, first off. So obviously some people stay at the same clinic where they had the intern year. They're happy. They're successfully managed to build a patient list and they're happy with everything with the clinic. And sometimes you're changing the workplace. You think that it's going to be a better opportunity for me if you move. Especially some people move to north in the country for the first 1 or 2 years because it's few chiropractors and a lot of patients.
So it's a good move, by the way. If you are young, if you're young, if you're a student, go north or go to a place where you have a lot of patients. That's where you build experience.
We in Stavanger and Oslo and Bergen, the popular places, are quite jealous of the people that's moving to the north because they don't necessarily have to do so much to build a practice. But the downside of that is if you're not going to stay in the north in the country, you have to build again when you come back to a place where you actually want to work.
Yeah, and another downside actually for going into a place where the good side is like you get a lot of experience, but the bad things about having everyone come to you is like you actually don't build it yourself.
You build it yourself, yeah, definitely. And I think that if you're going to build a practice or start your own clinic one day, you have the experience with the patients, but you don't have the experience to reach out to the community, to actually set yourself in a vulnerable position where you actually have to go out and ask. Sometimes that's a big struggle for people to go out and ask, can I join? Can I come to you guys and speak in the cafeteria, in your lunch? Can I do something for you and offer your help? That's vulnerable. That's hard sometimes. And I think that if you start off with putting yourself in a vulnerable position to do that, even though you have a full patient list, it's going to be extremely valuable for you later on. So don't get comfortable with having full lists and just that you don't actually have to work for to maintain.
I've been working for 28 years. I think 27 years ago, I called up this one doctor that I knew did not like chiropractors. And I just still remember I wrote an epicrisis or like a note about a patient, and I ended and always ended my notes to the doctors with, if you would like me to come and have a lunch meeting, I would love to come and talk a little bit about the patients I work with or something. And this guy actually called me up and said, like, I would love you to come. And I was so scared of going into his office, and I know exactly how that office looks still.
And that's the scary thing. If you ask, a lot of the times you receive. And that's the scary thing, is not, a lot of people are afraid then to ask. And I started my journey with reading a lot. I love to read about successful people. And as
what's your favorite books?
I was just thinking about Stordalen just now, and he wanted a job where he was not qualified at all to be a hotel manager. He he called up a guy and said, I wanted to work at your hotel. And he said, there's no way you're going to have to get a job here. You're not qualified. And he said, okay, then I will look other places. And he said, don't bother, because it's 99% that they're going to say the same thing as I am. And he said, perfectly. That's perfect. 99, if I ask 100 people, then one of them is going to say yes. So you have to look for opportunities, but you're going to get turned down a lot. You're definitely going to be turned down a lot, and
you have to be comfortable with that and not lose your. So it's not all about you. It's just sometimes, most of the time, you will get no in the beginning.
Yeah, and you have to. That's what I mean with believing in yourself, and in a way, knowing what you're worth and what you can do for people.
Because and also knowing your why. Why are you doing it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
To go back to when you start building your lists, if you call it your patient list, what are some advice that you can give the young chiropractors starting out who's a little frustrated and it's like, I thought this was a lot easier, this is much harder than I thought. What are some good, where should they start?
Start off with gaining confidence. You definitely need confidence, and when you're at the place where you're working from confidence, people notice that, and they, if you don't talk about their family, they will. Like, you're so confident with my low back. Are you specialized in low back? And it's like, no, not really. But we as chiropractors, we treat a lot of low backs, and they say, oh wow, are you this good at shoulders as well? And you say, yeah, maybe, yeah. Or if you have specialized in an area, the knees, for instance, and they ask if you do knees as well, you have to be determined about what you do, and they're going to pick up on that, and they're going to send you a lot of patients because you are confident in what you do.
How can you build confidence?
How can you build confidence?
Or how knowing, can we build confidence?
Knowing your strength and practice. It can be meditation with affirmation, waking up every morning and telling yourself, I am big, I am strong, I am tough.
Affirmations are actually quite amazing.
Yes, I love affirmations.
Affirmations are wonderful. So if you don't know, like if you don't use affirmations, just start.
Just start. And the more you work towards something, the more luck you're going to experience. So when you're gaining luck and or seeing the results of what you're doing, that is also going to build confidence. But I think that a lot of people know, it's a part of shame and a part of knowing that they should do more to get better, if you know what I mean. If it's important enough for you, you will read, you will look for opportunities, you will do things that are uncomfortable, but you know you have to have faith in what you're doing. You have to have faith in what I'm doing now is correct. It obviously it can be wrong, but if it's wrong, you're learning, and then you can go back and do it correctly. But you have
to need feedback.
Yes. And you're definitely going to do wrong stuff. You're definitely going to not make the right call all the way, but you can't go around and being afraid of doing mistakes. I love the thing that Google does. Google is probably one of the most successful businesses there is. They're trying to do 40% of everything they're doing wrong.
40%. Okay.
So they're in a general overview. They're trying to do mostly correct things, but 40% of all the things they're doing, they want to do wrong, because that's how they're learning. Yeah. That's how they are developing and can increase the success of what they're doing by doing a lot of things wrong, but mainly doing things correctly. But in those 40%, a lot of the things are going to be correct. But it feels wrong, and it feels like that, and you can't. The main thing is you don't know, so you have to try.
So you have to go out there and try new stuff and uncomfortable stuff, and you get feedback, both good and bad. And bad feedback is great, because that's what you learn from.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be afraid to do the wrong stuff, and just go out and make some mistakes. And in a lot of times, it was not a mistake. It was a ballsy move sometimes, but it's the right thing to do.
Who inspires you?
Oh, wow. The lists are big. Successful people. I love to read about successful people and what they did. Will Smith, for instance, he writes in his book that he wanted to be the greatest actor of all time. So what did he do? He talked to people that are already successful and has the title of being the world's best actor. So he went up to Arnold Schwarzenegger, for instance, and he asked, how do I become the best actor there is? And he said, you have to let the world know who you are. You have to travel to all over the world. You have to travel to the deepest forest, India or Australia or whatever. You have to know, you have to let the world know who you are. And I think that's relatable to chiropractic as well. You can be the greatest chiropractor in the world, but if no one knows about you, then...
Yeah, if you're the best kept secret, which usually are, I mean, when you start out, you are the best kept secret.
Yeah.
And you need to tell, get that out there.
You have to tell the world who you are. And that's thinking about what we talked about in the previous podcast as well. You have to know your strengths and values and what you do.
What are some concrete advice for, okay, so I'm a young chiropractor, I've been working, had my first year of internship, and I just started working in the town I want to live. What are some tips that you could give me where to start to stick my head out?
Reach out to the community, because I would just think about a quote. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And the importance of having people around you to support you is it feels so good to tell a patient, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. I'm not a dentist, but I'm going to send you to a dentist. This is above my knowledge. I'm going to send you to someone who has that knowledge. To know your boundaries is going to be an amazing tool for you to actually to build confidence again.
Knowing your boundaries and then reaching out to people that can support you and that you can work with, where you can send patients to, and also who you can talk to when something is beyond what you know today.
Definitely. And I think that's going to help you in observing other people so you know what they do. And it almost reflects back on what you do, because then they are aware of who you are and what you do best. And they're going to send patients to you as well, because if they are struggling with an ankle, they're going to send that patient to you because they know that you love ankles. I think the biggest thing is it's getting your team.
Yeah.
So and knowing get a team around you.
Yeah. So knowing that you can't fix everything and everybody yourself, so you need a team you can work with and grow together with.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, you need definitely confidence to do that, because you can't just send people. You obviously have to build a practice and build a patient list, and you can't just send everyone.
You can't send everyone. No, you have to work on them also.
If you send
everyone away, it's like you're not going to build anything.
If you're sending all of your patients to a physiotherapist and he says, "What do you do? What do you do? What kind of patients can I send you to you in return?" And you say, "Honestly, I don't know. I kind of like that, and I kind of have some minimal experience with I don't know," they're not going to send people to you. You're not going to be able to build a practice.
I just remembered one of the advices I got from a wonderful chiropractor here in Oslo very many years ago, when we talked about different things that patients came into, you know, like, yeah, I have this problem that is not usually a chiropractic case. Is there something you would love to, could you work with me? And then he said, I can do a little clinic try. We can give you 4 or 5 treatments and see if it helps. And if it does, well, that's good. And if it doesn't, well, we'll try to find something else for you. And he used the clinical trial. It's like, you don't always have to know if you can help them, but we can try and let's see what the body did. And he was one of the guys in Oslo at the time who worked most with medical doctors. Medical doctors sent him everything of weird problems. And I keep with that, I've been thinking about that for the last 25 years. It's a very good advice.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, thinking back myself as well, I love to to put on a detective hat when I'm working. I love to be surprised. Mm-hmm. I love to say, wow, this actually happened. I'm doing an adjustment, or I'm testing the body. It's weak on different places, or the body reacts in some way, and we do the treatment, and you test again. I love to get that wow thing to get surprised, because in many cases you don't know, because you haven't felt the body of every person in this world, and everyone is different and reacts different and have had different kinds of both mental and physical traumas that can affect stuff. So you don't know. So you have to, again, from what we talked about previously, you have to have the courage to say, I don't know, but I'm going to do my best with what I do. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to send you to a person that I think can help. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the courage to actually try for yourself and do the best job you can. Mm-hmm. You can't just let people go.
So courage and confidence and boundaries and building your team. Those yes. are big, big things. Before we round up, I'm just going to ask you about some concrete things, because I'm all about how can we help younger chiropractors make it. I mean, the more successful people we have, the better it is for everyone, and especially the patients out there who need help. We had you've done some fun things. You put stickers on your car. You've gone out and hold health talks. What are some concrete things, tips to give the younger chiropractor who wants to build the lists or a clinic?
Show interest. Show people that you are interested in finding the answer or finding out more about stuff, because people absolutely love if you show interest in something they're passionate about. That's the reason why Trond Skar showed me so much stuff, because he loved the fact that I was so passionate about the things he was passionate about. Same thing with the dentist that I'm cooperating a little bit with now. He likes it so much that I'm fascinated by the work he does. So he's giving me talks and like memory sticks with his presentations and stuff, because I'm eager to learn more about how the teeth is affecting our body.
So really work on your curiosity, to have that curiosity in people, what they do in both the patient and in other professions.
Yes. And when you're going to seminars, for example, show that you're interested. Mm-hmm. Show that you're passionate about the same things that they are passionate about. So you build a community around you with people that are passionate about the same things as you're passionate about. And that is going to help you along the way.
That's actually a really wonderful thing. So to sum up a little bit, set boundaries for yourself and your knowledge, and have the courage to reach out to people who know other things, and not be afraid of telling, I don't know, but I will find out, or I don't know, I will try my best, or let's just work with this for a little bit and see how the body works. That's one thing. Find your team and go together, because you can go a lot further and faster than just by going by yourself. Study successful people around you. Work on your own curiosity for other people. Does that sum that
yes, up? Yes, definitely. You have to remember that people have done this before you. You are not alone in this situation of wanting to create a successful life and doing the best with what you know and have. And so ask people.
Yeah.
There's been lived so many people before you that have the answer what worked for them. So you so ask, what did you do? And then you can try that and see if that works for you. If it doesn't, then move on to a different person. What did you do to become successful?
Mm.
And one of those methods is probably going to work for you as well.
Yeah. So that's a beautiful ending, Jørgen, to say we are not alone. We are there to help each other and to on this amazing journey. Thank you, Jørgen.
Thank you, Elisabeth.